An orangutan named Tilda is providing scientists with some fresh clues about the origins of human speech. NPR's John Hamilton reports on a great ape who can sound remarkably human.
Tilda was born in the wilds of Borneo, where orangutan calls often sound like this. For decades, though, Tilda has lived around people. And one day, scientists noticed that she was making vocalizations like this. Adriano Lamira, a researcher at the University of Amsterdam, says it was unlike anything he'd ever heard from an orangutan. He says Tilda's fast-paced stream of consonants and vowels was like a cartoon approximation of a person speaking.
She was producing these calls repeatedly and really quick. And this is also what we observe in humans while we're speaking to each other. We are, on average, producing 5 consonants and 5 vowels per second.
Lamira says an analysis done later found that Tilda had matched that pace precisely.
This was really what astonished us.
The finding was an accident of sorts. Lamira had been shooting video of Tilda as part of a study of orangutans that can whistle.
Like
another behavior not seen in the wild. Back in 2008, Lamira had co-authored a paper about one orangutan who learned to whistle the way her caretakers did. That animal, Bonnie, lives at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in Washington. Lamira says when the paper came out, his inbox began to fill up.
We started to get emails from other caretakers saying, "Oh, but my orangutan can whistle much better than yours."
And Lamira says one of those emails led to Tilda.
She's an old lady. She's around 50 years old. She's in the Cologne Zoo in Germany.
Tilda had been captured in Borneo when she was just 2. She'd spent much of her life as a privately owned entertainment animal. Along the way, Tilda learned to imitate people. She waves her arms and shakes her head the way we do. She also reportedly smoked cigarettes before she got to the zoo. And she whistles. So Lamira and his team went to the Cologne Zoo to film Tilda in action.
We got there and we were waiting for the whistles. And suddenly she started to do these bizarre calls,
which the team labeled faux speech. Rob Shoemaker is an orangutan researcher and a vice president at the Indianapolis Zoo. He's also a co-author of the new paper on Tilda.
The results of this study clearly give us some more information about the origins of human speech.
One big question has been how much speech our human ancestors were capable of before they developed a modern vocal tract and brain. Scientists agree that if orangutans and other apes could make speech-like sounds, early humans probably could too. But there's been a debate about whether great apes have the ability to consciously control their vocalizations. Shoemaker says orangutan whistling showed that great apes can learn to make new sounds. And he says Tilda's faux speech shows that at least one great ape is able to learn new rhythms and patterns.
What we have to do is discard this old idea that apes are simply incapable of doing anything remotely similar to human speech production. I think what we're finding is there's a lot more flexibility than we realized.
Shoemaker says it will take more examples to confirm that great apes can mimic human speech patterns.
I think as we start looking, we'll find out Tilda's not the only orangutan like this.
The new research appears in the journal PLOS ONE. John Hamilton, NPR News.